Woe to you, brothers and sisters! Our text this morning is James chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, which you just heard. You've got nothing. It's all gone. That's right. You used to be an international entrepreneur, pictured on the cover of Fortune magazine, sharing DeBrand's chocolates with Donald Trump. Okay, you used to be an attorney making a high six figures. Okay, you owned your own business. Okay, you were a CPA. Okay, at least you had a job. But now, it's gone. It's all gone. You quit your job. You sold the business. The congregation that adopted you has dropped out of the program. You used to own both a place in the Hamptons and the 40th floor downtown overlooking Central Park. Okay, you owned a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath in the suburbs, a farm in Iowa, the cutest little starter in the town where you both grew up. It's gone. You sold both places at a loss. You haven't been able to sell yet. So you're still paying on that one, and now on one here too. They want you out of the apartment by the end of the month. You used to book your vacations with Princess Cruise Lines. Your suits were all tailored. You'd see a new outfit that you liked, and you'd just buy it. You used to upgrade your hardware, your software, your PlayStation, your Guitar Hero, like every 2 months. Every Sunday was eating out. Every Friday was date night. Any lunch or dinner might be order in. By just showing your student ID, you used to be a member of the best fitness club in town. All those movies at the Union, home basketball games, practically free. Meals at your choice of campus cafeterias or food courts or specialty shops were free. Just swipe your card. Oh, yeah, right. And you were even starting to think that getting a student loan was like actually having money. It's payback time. The Bank of Daddy is now closed. And don't think you're going to be getting some of that later on. You know, when he doesn't need it anymore. His nest egg is all gone too. Rising health care costs, falling stock markets. There's not going to be a penny left for you. You got nothing. You got no car. The good one they repoed. The old beater doesn't run anymore. The fridge is empty. Power shut off. Your unlimited minutes have run out. You've tasted your last De Brands. You've got nothing. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you. And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned. You have murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you. Wait a minute. I'm not rich. Not now, you're not. It's all gone. Or someday will be. You're poor. And not the nice Matthew 5 poor in spirit kind of poor. You're just flat out Luke 6 flat busted poor. So here's all you have. God gives you more grace. That's what James says you have just a few verses before our text, James 4, verse 6. But God gives more grace. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. You do know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who had everything, wealth, dwelling in the glories of heaven, every honor, every ease, the full faith and credit of his Father, emptied himself of all of it. Became a man, lived in true poverty, had no place to lay his head. Then he was stripped of all dignity and of his own clothes, was nailed to a cross, cut off by his Father, left alone to pay the whole debt of the whole world, and died for us. But by his payment, you who are poor become rich, because when you have been reconciled to God, which is what Jesus' death on the cross accomplished, then you have every truly good thing. You have Christ and his care for all eternity. And you have Christ and his perfect goodness now. You are poor, and so much the better if you realize that you got nothing. But you have riches where neither moth nor rust destroys. You have treasures where thieves do not break in and steal. You have luxury and comfort in the bosom of Abraham. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Amen.